Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
This Lifeline service. I want to welcome those who are online joining us. Amen. I bring greetings from Oliver and Pastor Andy. Amen. So, I mean, a lot of people have traveled this year. I want you to stay with me a little bit, okay? Tap your neighbor and say, stay with Pastor a little bit. Amen. At the tail end of today's service, we will dedicate a bouncy baby girl in honor to God. Amen. All right, we are in our month of celebration. Last week, we looked at the theme, I must celebrate. Today, we want to look at celebrating the little victories. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 14, 24 to 29. Celebrating the little victories. Amen. 1 Samuel 14, 24 to 29. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had placed the people under oath, saying, cursed is the man who eats any food until evening, before I have taken vengeance on my enemies. So none of the people tasted food. Now all the people of the land came to a forest, and there was honey on the ground. And when the people had come into the woods, there was the honey dripping, but no one put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. After today's service, somebody will be a curse breaker. But Jonathan had not heard his father charge the people with the oath. Therefore, he stretched out the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his countenance brightened. Then one of the people said, your father strictly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed is the man who eats food this day. Touch your neighbor and say, you are a curse breaker. And the people were faint. But Jonathan said, my father has troubled the land. Look now how my countenance has brightened because I tasted a little of this honey. Give me verse 29 in the New Living Translation so that we have proper understanding of what he means by my countenance has brightened. Amen. So my father has made trouble for us all. Jonathan exclaimed, a command like that only hurts us. See how refreshed I am now that I have eaten this little bit of honey. God is about to refresh your strength. God is about to give you refreshment. Though we are coming to the end of the month, God is going to give you new testimonies to refresh your life. If you shout amen, you will testify. This account we just read is powerful and interesting because it teaches a great principle that is in life. This particular account happened proud to something that took place in the life of Jonathan and Saul, his father. The Bible says that Saul and 600 of his men were in the camp about to enter into combat against the Philistines. You will never see Israel without Philistines. The Philistines were also in a battle array waiting to enter into combat against the Israelites. So Bible said that Jonathan, the son of Saul, with his armor bearer, sneaked out of the camp of the Israelites and decided to face the Philistines by themselves. Two men decided to face. I don't know what gives some people some courage. The Philistines were large in number. But Jonathan, the son of Saul, decided that with his armor bearer, they're going to fight against the Philistine. Verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 14. Jonathan says something very profound that resonates with my spirit. He said, Let's go across to the outposts of those pagans. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, perhaps the Lord will help us. Sometimes you don't know what is ahead of you until you take a step of faith. You don't know what is ahead of you until you become courageous to meet your fears. Is somebody hearing me? He said, perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few warriors. Nothing limits God from saving us. We may be few in number, but God can still save us. So the Bible said when they revealed themselves to the Philistines, just two of them, the Philistines were thinking that these two guys were bait. There is a chance that the Israelites were hiding somewhere. So Bible said when Jonathan charged against the Philistine, God started helping him. God made the earth to quake. And when the earth shook, the Philistines got confused. Sometimes you don't know how your enemies are afraid of you. They are afraid. They are just waiting for you to step out. And you see how they'll be defeated. When he stepped out, Jonathan and his armor bearer, God started helping them. God will not help you when you are still in the camp. God helps you when you step out of the camp. Is somebody hearing me? When you are in your comfort zone, you may not see the hand of God. But sometimes you want to stretch a little bit. Touch your neighbor and say, stretch. Touch your neighbor and say, stretch. When he decided to face his fears, God helped him. God said the Philistines were so confused. And hear me, the Hebrew guys who were recruited by the Philistines. You know, in the Philistines' army, they had some people who were Hebrews, who were part of the army. The Hebrew guys decided to help Jonathan and his armor bearer, and they started fighting against the Philistines. So the noise from that battle was heard by Saul and his 600 men. And they're like, what is happening? Who left our camp? So Bible says they did a quick roll call and realized that Jonathan and his armor bearer were not in the camp. So Saul said, let us go against the Philistines before my son will die. So by the time they got there, the Philistines, out of fear, started taking off. They ran, leaving their food, leaving their sheep, leaving their animals at the camp. And the Bible said they had a little victory. Is somebody with me? Their enemies were not totally defeated, but they had little victory. And the Israelites wanted to celebrate. If you hear the testimony of our sister Aram, he said, some are still underway, but she still wants to thank God anyway. They had little victory. All the enemies are not yet destroyed. And Saul said, nobody must eat any food. Nobody must celebrate. We must keep fasting till all our enemies are killed. There are many people hearing the sound of my voice. You have Saul's kind of attitude. You don't want to celebrate because your testimony is not yet complete. You don't want to testify because it looks like what you have is a little breakthrough. There are many people who have the Saul kind of attitude. They say they consider their victories to be too little to mention. There are people that God has done something for you, but in your eyes, it's too small. They say, I can't testify about God's goodness because I am waiting for something big to happen first. That's the Saul kind of attitude. They say, I cannot be happy right now because I have attained some victories, but they are not yet major. As compared to the victory of my neighbor. When I hear the testimony of my neighbor, it looks like my testimony is like a dwarf before a giant. That Saul's kind of attitude. To him, it is victory, but it is not victory enough. Is somebody hearing me? When I hear the testimony of my neighbor, it sounds very awesome. Maybe your testimony is that God has given you money to buy an application form. You can thank God for that one. Is somebody hearing me? But you are waiting to become vice chancellor before you give the Lord praise. That is Saul's kind of attitude. But I love Jonathan's kind of attitude. Because he says, I'm going to celebrate anyway. Though I've not yet killed all the Philistines, I'm going to celebrate. And what I have right now is honey. I'm going to enjoy the honey. Is somebody here with me at all? You must celebrate with your little victories. Say amen. Though The Philistines are not yet totally defeated. Jonathan looked back and said, I took a major risk and I believe God, and God did not put me in their hands. I must celebrate. People are saying that your father said, don't eat anything. Anyone who eat will be cursed. Say, allow me, I must celebrate. Because I have had a little victory. Somebody this morning is saying that I have not yet arrived, but I have moved a great deal. I did not get the marriage this year, but I got a chance of promotion at the workplace. I did not buy the land, but God gave me a car to drive. That is a statement of celebration. Is somebody hearing me at all? Clap your hands and celebrate God in the house this morning. Anytime you express joy for any kind of victory God has given to you, your strength to take more territory is renewed. Are you hearing me? Anytime you take your time and you celebrate God for the little victory, what God does for you is that he renews your strength to capture more territories. You see, Saul was saying, don't eat. He is waiting to win a battle. But the people are faint. They are tired. They are weary. But here was Jonathan eating honey, renewing his strength in his praise to God, waiting for another day to conquer his enemy. And I pray for you this morning that as you take time to celebrate the little victories and how far God has brought you, God shall renew your strength. I said, God shall renew your strength. I said, God shall renew your strength. When you shout a louder amen, God will renew your strength. Celebrating little victories opens you up for renewed strength. You must learn to make a big deal of little victories. Is somebody there with me at all? You traveled and you came back. Sister, play gospel and dance. It's the doing of the Lord. Hello? Some people were not in your kind of trotro. They were in V8. They had accident and died in V8. But you were in trotro. Bony car. The car is bony. But you went in that conco and you came back alive. It is time to thank God that, Father, throughout the year, you helped me. You protected me. Somebody, you are not celebrating God this morning. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. My God. Nehemiah chapter 10, chapter 8, verse 10 in the New Living Translation. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Nehemiah speaking to the people. And Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks. In other words, when we close from church, go and buy the cassava used for fufu. Cook the cassava. Boil kontomri. Get some salted fish. Sister, buy palm oil. Fry the palm oil. Put the salted fish in it. Grind pepper and tomatoes. Pour it in it. I'm cooking. Let me rather preach. Amen. Do kontomri stew. Hello? Someone doesn't know what I'm even talking about. God, you will not cook. Cook palava sauce. Boil the yam and the cassava. Get sobolo to cement it. Celebrate! After you eat, lift up and say, Father, I thank you for how far you have brought me. Is somebody hearing me at all? Go and celebrate with a feast of rich food. Amen. Start rich food. Celebrate with a feast of rich food. There are some food when you see, you start growing lean. Not that one. Refuse to eat poor food. Eat rich food. Buy the thigh of a male goat. Consume it alone. Cement it with sobolo. And say, Father, I thank you. My God. You think so? It's in the Bible. Amen. Thank God for soakings. But soakings must be your dessert. After eating the main food, you soak soakings to press it down. When you eat well, God is happy. Feast with a feast of rich food and sweet drinks. And share gifts of food with people. God is showing you how to celebrate. Amen. You are fasted. Sister, it's okay. You are not the only one who have demons in your family. Besides, Jesus came to die already. Don't die again. Call off the fast. Begin to celebrate. Thank God for what he has done, for what he is doing, what he's about to do. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Shake this off food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad. For the joy of the Lord, my God. As you celebrate, strength is imparted to you. As you celebrate, God is giving you financial strength. He's giving you prayer strength. He's giving you strength for your relationship and marital settlement. Come on, shout yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. When you celebrate, when you express the joy of the Lord, eating food, strength is imparted to you. Those who don't pray, man, they are sad people. But people who rejoice, they don't know where some oil will come upon them. They open their mouth as they were, as they are eating food. Banduma, duma, duma. Where are you getting that prayer strength from? Because you are celebrating God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you are clapping, you clap and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Jonathan has discovered that great doors move on little hinges. No matter how heavy a door is, it moves on what? Little hinges. It will look like little victories. But if you know how to celebrate God, it will lead you into a bigger door. Celebrating little victories can also bring satisfaction to your soul. Those who celebrate little victories are always excited about what has come into their lives. Whereas those who do not celebrate little victories are always sad because they are waiting for everything to be complete before they get excited. Those who celebrate little victories have different perspective and attitude to life. And so, for example, I'm praying to God for God to give me water to drink. All right? So I have my cup. I'm praying to God. And then God decides to give me water. Give me some water. Are you still in church? Yes. And so God decides to give me water. Hello? So God gives me water. The man who decides to celebrate will say that my cup is half full. But the one who does not decide to celebrate, you say, my cup is half empty. I am thirsty. God, give me water. And God gives me this. If you decide to show appreciation to God, say, God, I thank you for half full cup of water. But there's somebody still waiting for the empty to be full before they quench their thirst. So God, hey, you see, it's like too small. God, if only you top up for me. But as that person is still waiting for the rest to come, I have drank my water. I have gained energy to take another mile. Is somebody hearing me at all? Are you thirsty right now? As you are there crying that, God, my cup is half empty. What are you doing? God, I'm praying to you. What are you doing? As you are there complaining, somebody is satisfied with a half full of water. And then the person is making another journey to meet greater blessings. You are not clapping your hands. Celebration will bring satisfaction to your soul. Because you have learned to show gratitude to God for what is left in your life, not what you have lost. Are you hearing me at all? Tell neighbor, it's good you left me, but someone stayed in my life. And I thank God for those who stayed, not those who left my life. You are not clapping your hands. You have to clap here for your ex-boyfriend to feel it right now. Become personal. So by showing appreciation to God for the half full of water, I refuse to die of thirst. Is somebody hearing me? There's somebody who is saying that my cup is half empty and they are still thirsty and they are dying of thirst, but they refuse to pay attention to what God has done in their life. Jonathan tasted of the little honey to celebrate his little victory. That is what God does. God wants you to learn from him. God is not like men. Men always wait for the thing to be complete before they get excited. They want to wait for everything to be complete before they begin to thank God. Before they show their attitude of praise, they want everything to work out before they thank. So when someone is appreciating God, they say, oh, you there, you don't have any problem. If you have a problem, you'll not be shaking your buttocks like that. Instead, you are praising God. Every day, this lady is very, very happy. She doesn't have any problem. She's in my shoes. Sister, you don't know how hot her shoes are, but she has chosen to celebrate God. You are not clapping your hands. That's why when they come to church and they see you laugh and they see you dress well and you are loving, they think you don't have any problem. They don't know. They don't know how weighty your responsibilities are. Say, look at him with this guy. Every day he's just smiling. Oh, this guy has no problem. Meanwhile, if you open your scar to them, they will join you to serve your God. Is somebody hearing me? God wants us to learn from him. Because during the creation process in the book of Genesis, anytime God will create anything on any day, it takes time to celebrate. Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. God created the light. And the Bible says, Genesis 1 verse 4. He said, and God saw the light, that it was what? Good. So when he creates, you step back, celebrate. Call, you, God the Father will call, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then they'll pour champagne. Say, Charlie, day one was good, man. So let's propose a toast. Then Holy Spirit say, to more better creation process. To the finishing line. To laughter at the end. Cheers, cheers, get the bar and finish the champagne. Verse 10. Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10 says, go to verse 10. Verse 10. Celebrate at the back. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters, he called what? Seas. And God saw that it was what? Good. Verse 12. My God. Some people died this year, but you are still here. They had money more than you. They are more connected than you. Some people don't drink the water. They drink sparkling water. You know, yours is called pure water. Whether it's pure or not, only God knows. Hello? It is time to celebrate. Is somebody hearing me at all? There's somebody that I'm praying for right now. He said they took a sample of his urine and stool. And they took you to South Africa to go around and check. South Africa, brother, you, when you are sick, you just buy malaria test kit. And you just pierce yourself, you know. So thank God I don't have that malaria. Someone, they must take the sample of his urine and stool to run a particular test to diagnose what is happening in his stomach. Brother, you and I, South Africa, you've not even finished paying your fees. You are going to. Your landlord is looking at you because rent is up. You are not going to pay for tests in South Africa. You must praise God. Say you must praise God. There's a woman I prayed for. They took sample of her blood to India. She's a 37-year-old woman. So the sickness happens to 0.01 people in the world. It says 66-year, 70-year-old people kind of sickness. 37! Blast somebody to India. But you eat everything. Everything bites you. Mosquito bites, scorpion bites you. But can't pay. They say, praise the Lord, you are looking at me. Oh my God, give the Lord a clap of it in the house. So I just woke up and said, something bit me this night. It's not mosquito bite. Okay, well, once I rub salt on it, I'll be fine. Oh my God. Verse 10. And the Lord, verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. Anything he creates, he takes his time and celebrates. Were they tough times? The Bible didn't mention. He has trained his mind to just focus on what is good and celebrate. Verse 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the water from the darkness, the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was. Verse 21. God takes time to celebrate. If you read John chapter 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, he was in Cana. He was in a wedding engagement ceremony. Chilling. Bible revealed him as the Word becoming flesh. Chapter 2, he's at a wedding, chilling. He's not healing anybody. He's not praying for the sick. It takes time to celebrate. Where the celebration, you find God there. That's the Bible says, God inhabits the praises. Are you there? In his presence. Are you there? 21. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was. Verse 25. We are going to verse 31. Last but one. 25. I just want to show you how God just takes time to celebrate. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was. 31, last one. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was what? It was what? It was what? So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God created when he saw everything that he has made. In fact, it was very good. God wants you to recognize the little victories. God wants you to recognize the little improvement. You have not yet arrived, but brother, you have moved. God wants you to recognize little breakthroughs, little changes, little phone calls. Nobody calls you, nobody calls. But someone sends you a text message and you don't mind the person. Thank God for that person's life. Nobody calls you, but someone calls you. In fact, on your phone right now, you have missed calls, you have not yet returned. Thank God for the little phone calls. You are not clapping your hands in the house. God said, I want you to praise me for the little victories. The Bible said when Moses was leading the people of God to the land of promise, they came to a point where they were thirsty. There was no water source. The wells were dry. Numbers 21 verse 16 to 18. The wells were dry. They didn't know where they would get water from. God didn't ask them to pray. God told them to celebrate him. Sing praises to me. Sing my adoration. Extol my name, and water will come out. When you see problems, approach it with an attitude of praise and celebration. Hello? From there, they went to Beer. I don't know whether that's why they found water. Beer. They're moving to the land of promise. Their water is done. The wells are empty. Which is the well where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and I'll give them what? Water. Verse 17. Verse 17 says, then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well. All of you sing to it. The well is empty, but sing to it. When you sing my praise, I'll produce miracles. When you magnify me, I'll give you manifestations. Is somebody hearing me at all? You've not seen water, but you found a well. Sing to it. Sing to it. Sing to it. Is somebody hearing me? Isaiah 54, verse 1. That's when we did a sound of wonder, because it's not prophetic, Holy Ghost standard service. Some of you didn't come. One is all prophetic into blood covenant, thunderous conference. He did not come. You don't know how to praise God. You don't know how what praising God does. He said, you are barren, but sin. Nothing fruitful is coming out of your life. Sing. Sing, oh barren. You have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have not labored with a child. This year you cannot count any blessing to your name. Sing. Celebrate my name. Celebrate my name. Celebrate my name. Celebrate my name. If you are forgotten, just look behind you. Not too far ago, you thought you could not even be alive today. A time came, everything is dry. Your momo account is dry. Your bank account is dry. Your pocket is dry. Your husband's, everything is dry. Sing, oh barren, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. So when you sing to me, what happens? Verse 2. Let's go to verse 2. I sense God is restoring the praise of somebody in the house. God is restoring your lifestyle of worship. Your lifestyle of praise and adoration is coming back after today's service in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody it's time to praise God. Tell about sing if you feel like it or not. Praise if you feel like it or not. Hallelujah. So when you praise God, verse 2 says, enlarge the place of your tents and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your course and strengthen the state. Give me verse 3. Verse 3 says what? For you shall expand. And another verse says, for you shall break out to the right and to the left. Give the Lord a clap of it. You must learn to praise and celebrate God. Do you know that? Do you know an interesting thing? People who are in the world, they know this particular secret. The person will be owing you, but the person will do party in the house. You see, the person is not afraid of you. You are living in the same house. The person is owing you. Yet the person will go and buy cow. Buy crates of drink. High DJ spinner. You'll be in there, you hear, bush, 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 bush. Every day you are speaking in tongues. The Lord said, change the thing, change it. Learn to celebrate. Someone bought you a dress. You are waiting for the day you have your Benz. But see, before you wear that dress, start wear it. Pick Uber. If you don't have Uber, pick Totoro. Celebrate. Because when you celebrate, for surely you will break forth on the right hand and on the left hand. Have you been through very tough times where when there's nobody to call? Your uncle, he rather wants to tell you the things you are going through in the village. Well, as for your father and your mother, you're thinking that as though they are not alive. And God said, sing. Sing. Do you think that people who came to give testimony, that's the end of life battles? They've just taken a pause to celebrate God. But when they celebrate God, strength will come for them to conquer the next battle. You are not clapping your hands. You are not celebrating God. I told you last week, the year is coming to an end, but life has not come to an end. I see somebody about to break forth. I see you breaking forth on every side, on the right and on the left. Celebrate God in the house this morning. Have you praised God for the little victories He gave you in 2023? Have you considered how God came through for you in moments you thought you would be disgraced? It is time to praise God. It is time to celebrate Him for His faithfulness in your life. Hear me, we oftentimes get frustrated over the unfinished, but God wants you to have a different approach. Is somebody hearing me? I'm going to allow you to practice what I am preaching right now. Have you made any progress at all in that difficult situation? If you have, I need to release your praise right now. Release your thanksgiving right now. Release your adoration right now. Come on, give the Lord a praise in the house in the name of Jesus. When you celebrate the minor things, God will bring the major things. Say amen. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. I want to show you a mystery. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over how many sinners? How many sinners? How many sinners? Jesus came to die for everybody. But not, it's not everybody that the angels are celebrating about. He said, for there is what? Joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Because when they rejoice over one, another one will repent. Are you hearing me? One secret to keep winning is keep celebrating the goodness of God in your life. There are lots of sinners in the world, but the angels who hold party in heaven when somebody, an individual, gives his life to Jesus. Just one. Say, it's enough. We have made it. Then we'll celebrate. They'll celebrate. There's so much joy. I see Angel Michael, he lies the head of the pork. Celebrate. Gabriel, I don't know where he lies. Amen. Celebrate, angels celebrate. Over what? One. I thought 100. One. One sinner. And God has done many things for you. How dare you not praise him? How dare you not magnify him? How dare you? 10 people were sick. He healed them. Only one person came back. So where are the 9? We have people who complain more than they recognize what God has done for them. Hello? David said, if the Lord will count iniquity, who shall stand? With all your asan life, God has given you breath. When you breathe, it goes into your lungs. You don't need any tube anywhere. You can't praise God. You can't sing his praise. With all your akpa life. Rakpa. Oh my God. God is still faithful. Give the Lord a clap. Are you still there? Saul was angry at Jonathan. I'm bringing my message to a close. Saul was angry at Jonathan for tasting honey when the battle was not over. He said that nobody should taste of honey. Nobody should eat anything. But here was the son tasting honey. Thanking God for the little victory. Jonathan looked at the father and said, Daddy, with all due respect, you are wrong. I didn't produce the honey. I messed the honey in the forest, in the middle of battle. I must take my time and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in this little victory. Do you know everybody was hungry, weary, and tired? After they chased after the Philistines. But here was Saul trying to celebrate after they have killed everybody. Bible said there was food, but nobody was able to eat. Jonathan said, forget my father. You see, the one who carries praise in his mouth, the one who celebrates God, is that person who is a curse breaker. Saul said, anyone who eats will die, but Jonathan is still alive. Are you hearing me? If only you learn the secret of praising God, celebrating God, you will be a curse breaker. Say, in this family, nobody gets married. Nobody comes to the altar to get married. I know a couple, after they got married on the altar, the best man died 1 week after. The woman has lost her mind. I saw it. Why? Because in that family, we don't go that way. But if you carry praise and celebration, you will break every curse. In summary, you break every curse. Number two, you liberate anyone who is in bondage. Hello? Do you know why this couple wore white today? They want to thank God. God, they remember when she got pregnant, the things they've been through, but God saved their lives. So an appreciation to God. Amen. Verse 30 to verse 32. First Samuel 14. The one who celebrates will liberate others. First Samuel 14, 30 to 32. Can someone read for me? Okay. Verse 30 says, how much more? Go to verse 29. Jonathan speaking. Verse 29. Then said Jonathan, my father had troubled the land. See, I pray you, how my eyes have been enlightened because I tasted a little of this honey. Verse 30. How much more if happily, can't give it to us in New Living Translation, because this happily, I'm not sure we can follow. If the men had been allowed to eat freely from the food they found among our enemies, think how many more Philistines we could have killed. Verse 31. They chased and killed the Philistines all day from Michmash to Aijalon, growing more and more faint. The men were tired. Verse 32. That evening, they rushed for the battle plunder. After they saw that Jonathan had eaten the honey and he was not dead, now they decided to go eat and butcher the sheep, goats, cattle, and calves, but they ate them without draining the blood. That's how hungry they were. They were so hungry that when Jonathan said, don't mind my father, go and eat. When they caught the goat, they chew it alive. They were hungry that there was no time to cook. There are many people who are hungry for success in your family, but they are waiting for you to break the curse. How do you break the curse? By celebrating God. By giving God praise. And once you break the curse, other people will be broken from that bondage in the name of Jesus. I see somebody about to cross every line of limitation. I see somebody about to celebrate God in this season, and you are going to lead your family out of every bondage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bow down your hands. Say, Father, I come this morning with a heart of thanksgiving. I want you to begin to look into the year. I want you to look into the year and see the faithfulness of God. And say, Father, I come with a heart of thanksgiving. There were some monies that you thought you couldn't pay back, but provision came and you paid those monies. A time came, you were very stranded, your back was against the wall. But the hand of the Lord that is able to pierce through every darkness came through for you. There was this moment that you were very sick. Very, very sick, shivering on the bed. But some way, somehow you came up from that sick bed. I want to begin to ponder right now and say, Father, I came this morning with a heart of thanksgiving, praise, and adoration to you. Moment you thought this is over, there is no way out, this is my end, there's no way out, but here comes the hand of God saving you. Remember, you pray for a sick person and God through your prayer healed the person. Say, Father, I want to thank you for using me. People brought shame to you, but in the place that you were put to shame, God still honored his name in your life. Go ahead and thank God. You want to bring the communion token? Thank God for the escape from premature death, from demonic attacks, from witchcraft attacks. Go ahead and thank God.
For for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now